Hello, Viking fans, and welcome to this initial edition of the 2018 Lamar Vikings Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, of course, as always, is head Viking baseball coach Paul Kino. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. Had some fun announcing games this past weekend at the tournament, and I know it's a busy time for everyone, but spring break is upon us. But what I'd like to start with this evening is, what did you and the other coaches learn about the teams at all three levels during the scrimmages and tournaments over the past few weeks?
Just talking with the other coaches and my perspective, we learned we have pretty good group at all three levels. You know, I was really pleased varsity-wise with how we swung the bats. We faced some really good competition, and we played well. We played well defensively. We pitched well, and we swung bats really well. Freshman-wise, got a good, talented group of incoming freshmen. You know, they're learning how to play and do things, but very excited about them. And then, you know, the JV kids, just extremely excited about those young men. I mean, you know, we know a little bit more about them. They're pretty talented. You know, they've been in the program for a year or so, but they're good kids and just excited about them.
Yeah, I bet that's a big transition. You were talking about the freshmen, for them to come out of either little league select teams and whatever, but starting to face other, you know, now they're in high school and face those pitchers, that's got to take some adjustment time, I would think.
Oh, I mean, you know, being young kids, I mean, I think it's an adjustment, you know, coming from junior high to a high school setting. I think playing baseball for a select team is different than playing for a high school team. Not that it's more structured, not that it's less structured, but it's just different, you know, that baseball being a part of your class or you're right after school, you're practicing every day instead of maybe twice a week or once a week and then playing tournaments. So I just think it's a little bit harder.
That makes
sense.
A little
bit different. I shouldn't say harder. I shouldn't say harder, but a little bit different.
Yeah, well, it's a different focus and intensity. That makes a good point. Very good. Okay. Well, let's see. Spring break is upon us, and that always makes it interesting to begin district play. And so we'll talk about your opponent here in a minute. But is it challenging this week of spring break to keep the players focused from all the different typical teenager distractions that they encounter?
I mean, I think it can be. I mean, you know, each player is different. So some players might stay more focused than others. I think what's biggest thing is try to keep them on the same routine. You know, okay. My biggest thing is get them up early. Try to get them up early in the mornings because, you know, they're used to getting up and being at school by 7:35. You don't want their biological clock to kind of change. You want to try to keep that as same as possible. You know, you can be more fatigued if you stay up late and you change your sleeping habits. So you try to keep them, you know, around the same thing. I want to get them up like we practiced at 10 o'clock this morning because I want them to get out of bed, maybe not stay up late, you know, watching TV or doing whatever. And, I mean, I was a high school kid once. I mean, when you're on spring break, you kind of stay up, you know. And, I mean, you do it on Christmas break. You do it, you know, you don't have school the next day. So yep. You just want to kind of try to keep their biological clocks the same as much as possible.
Well, that definitely makes sense. Good point about them keeping a routine through it so they're not kind of all tired and lethargic by the time that evening game comes around either of the nights this week. So that's a really good point. That's good. Well, so speaking of this week, it's beginning district play. Tomorrow evening, varsity opens up the season at home against Sam Houston, and then they'll play away at Sam Houston on Friday evening. What are y'all doing to prepare the varsity team, especially for the district opener?
I mean, the biggest thing is just, I mean, I think you prepare for every game the same way. I mean, obviously, you know, the more you know about an opponent, the more familiar they are. As far as what their pitchers are like, you might set the, you know, pitching machine up or throw guys. If they have lefties, throw guys who that are left-handers if you have them on your team so the kids see the BP coming out of the hand from a lefty. But, I mean, you really approach the same way. Try to get the kids prepared, you know, doing the same things, taking ground balls, going through situations, taking batting practice, put them in situations and hitting situations. And you try to keep the kids doing the same thing and understand that what we do, you know, to prepare for a game, it's not anything special for one team. It's about controlling what we can control. It's about going out and playing the game the right way, playing it well, playing good defense, pitching well, and competing at the plate. So you just preach that, and you try to do that every single game, and if you can do that every single game, you got a chance to win.
that makes a lot of sense. Control what you can control, and also keeping that routine, like you say, just going through the mechanics and treating every game the same way. That's a good point. That sounds great. Well, one other question here this evening. There have been some MLB scouts at several of the games this season. Is that a distraction for coaches, players, or anyone really?
I mean, I've had a few, you know, in the years past, I've had a couple kids that were some MLB scouts came, were coming and looking at them. So it's not a distraction for me. I mean, it might be for the kids. I don't think that it is. I mean, I think the varsity's done a really good job of, you know, playing and just playing their game. I've been really pleased with how we've played. I mean, our tournament, we went 3-3, which we could have been better. You know, we made a few errors in the field, and but I was extremely excited and extremely happy with where we're at right now. We just got to keep paying attention to the little details and keep competing. But I really don't think the scouts there have affected our kids. So I would have
to say that's kind of my observation as well, just from the games I've been at. They seem to stay kind of where they need to be and don't – I guess obviously don't interact, but I would agree. I don't think I've seen any of those distractions from players as well. So good point. Okay. Anything else that you want to bring up or mention before we close it off for tonight?
No, I want to thank you for everything you do for our program. Announcing, you're wonderful. You do a great job. I mean, you could get paid for this because you're pretty exceptional at it. And we're just excited. We're ready to get going with district and get underway and hopefully, you know, have a great district season and get in the playoffs again, get back in the playoffs like we were last year, and hopefully make a good long run. I'm just excited about this group and can't wait to get going.
Well, I'm excited, too. Thank you for your kind words about the announcing. I consider it a privilege, and I enjoy it a whole lot and glad to have the opportunity. So thank you. Well, so this week, just to recap, Tuesday night, who knows when you'll be listening, but Tuesday night this week, home district opener against Sam Houston, 7 o'clock at the Lamar Viking Diamond. We are trying to get set up to do our initial internet broadcast of that game. Should be at lamarnation.com, but we'll send out everything through social media to make sure if that happens, everyone knows where to tune in for that. And then Friday night, varsity is at Sam Houston at 7 o'clock, and then Friday night at home at the Lamar Viking Diamond, the JV2 and JV1 teams have their games beginning at 6 and 8 o'clock respectively. So without anything else, I'll close this off by saying thank you, Coach, for all that you do and the other coaches, and VFND.